Our third storyteller for today is Nancy Felton. Nancy is a retired nurse practitioner who lived in Anchorage's first co-housing community, Raven's Roost. Biking became a serious activity for her when she met her husband, Chris, at age 33. They did their first bike packing trip when she was 41, the Yucatan in Mexico. Since then, they have done trips in other areas of Mexico, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, and the lower 48. When she turned 60, she biked across the United States and down to Florida. Nancy loves to bike, and it makes her smile. Nancy will share a story on animal anxieties and fears, real fear, and what an active imagination of what ifs can bring while riding. All right, take it away, Nancy.
So one thing you should know about me is that I'm kind of an anxious person. And like, well, this doesn't make me that nervous. I don't really mind talking to all of you because this is like okay. But I like worry about things and I get really nervous about things. And one of those things is like animal encounters when I'm biking. And some of them are just because I have this like really active imagination, and some of them are kind of reality based. But so what if we were biking in Colorado on this bike trail and it was hot and sunny and so the snakes were out and like I almost ran over this snake. And then I'm like thinking to myself, well, like what if that snake got caught in the spokes and it was going round and round and then I like couldn't get off my bike because it was gonna strike. And I mean, it's just like, or like, you know how you're riding and there's like this dead animal on the road? And so I'm always thinking like, well, maybe that animal isn't really dead. Maybe it has like one last breath and it's gonna like come up and get me as I'm going by. So I always give like these wide bursts. Now, so far, none of them have risen from the dead, so I've been okay. But I still always kind of go way around. But then, you know, there are really fears. I mean, like legitimate, like moose and bear, especially in Alaska. And I mean, we've had our bear encounters. Like we were riding in Montana on the highway, Sun, and we had to get to the top at a certain time. And there's this like bear that's just not like moving other than towards us. And finally, we were able to flag a car down that kind of added or aided us as a shield so we could get around. And then we were on the Denali, the park highway, and we were like having just a great ride. We're coming back. And then there's like this bear, and Chris is like, Nance, there's a bear. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. I see it. So we kind of do what you're supposed to. You get off your bike, you kind of stand there, and the bear is kind of ambling towards us. And then we're kind of going backwards. And I'm like, Chris, I'm too anxious. I can't handle this anymore. I said, let's just get on our bikes and just go the other way. I thought, you know, I'd rather have the bear attack me when I couldn't see it than have to look at it while it was getting me. So, and then there are dogs. You know, I don't really enjoy the chases. They're just like not my favorite thing, but it's kind of inevitable with biking. And when we were doing our cross-country trip, we had to bike through Washington in through a reservation. And the res dogs are known to be chasers and kind of aggressive. And the other thing, it was a Sunday morning, and I think Sunday mornings make you the most vulnerable to dog attacks. Because, one, there's not much traffic. So there's like no cars to kind of like distract the dogs. The dogs have had all night to sleep, so they are revved up, ready for someone to just come by. And then it's usually cool. In the afternoons, they're kind of like sunned out and lethargic, but not in the morning. They are like ready. So we've made it through about 2/3 of the reservation. I'm feeling a little good, but you know, I've got my dog anxiety going, you know. And then all of a sudden, these two pit bulls just like come charging at us. I mean, they were so scary. Their teeth are hanging down. The slobber is coming out. They're barking. So then I start riding like a wild woman. I'm like riding on the left-hand side of the road as far as I can. I'm like, I don't even care if a car hits me. I'd rather be hit by a car than these dogs. So somehow we outrode them. I'm not quite sure how we did it, but We did. And it was funny because later that night we met some other cyclists who had done the same route and they talked about the same dogs. So there are some animals that I haven't even thought about to be nervous about. I mean, now I have it on my nervous radar, but I hadn't really thought about it. When we were in Western Australia, we were told to watch out for magpies. And I'm like, magpies? I mean, they're loud and squawky, but like, what do you have to worry about magpies? Well, the magpies in Western Australia like to dive bomb cyclists. And they said, make sure you never look up without eye protection because they can like peck out your eyes. So the first couple days, we didn't have any magpie encounters, but you know, I'm always listening just in case. And so then it's like we're riding along and all of a sudden this magpie just like flies across in front of your face and you're just like, what? And then you, when it hits your helmet, you're just like, so, I mean, magpies can be very disorienting. And, you know, when you're loaded up, your bike isn't as stable as when you're just freewheeling it. So, but we never looked up, so we kept our vision the whole time. And then this other thing in Australia that I hadn't, like, I used to think they were so cute, emus. So emus are kind of like ostriches, but they're a little bit smaller. But they're like, they can be 6 feet tall. So I always thought they were really cute. And I remember we were riding this one day and they were way off in a field. And I'm like, oh, it'd be great to get a picture. You know, you take a picture and they're like this little dot in your camera or whatever. Well, be careful of what you ask for. Because, so we're on this ride. We go to this reserve. We're having lunch at a picnic table they had. And we see these emus. And then they get a little closer. And then they're like really close. And it's like, ooh, ooh, like, you know, like get away from me. But he really wanted my sandwich. And you know, there's all these signs that say, do not feed the animals. And it was just like really, really scary. I mean, like, because there wasn't anything to defend yourself. Like one time we were kayaking in Mexico and we had all these pelicans that wanted to come to breakfast with us. And we're like, no way. We got our paddles out, you know, and we kind of shooed them away. And that worked out perfect. But with this emu, there was no paddle. There was nothing. I finally caved. I gave it my sandwich. And I have never enjoyed emus. I mean, they have these big, beady eyes and these beaks. So anyway, I do not enjoy emus anymore. And you know, there was another animal that I also hadn't really thought about to be concerned about. We were on a road trip with our bikes, and we were camping on Assateague Island, which is in Maryland. And it's a national seashore area, and it's known for its wild ponies. They're like these ponies all over the place. And so we decided to do a ride that afternoon, and we were going to do an out and back ride. And so it was a seashore, it was windy, we had this really stiff headwind going out. So when we turned around, it was like, oh man, I'm like a really good rider. I am going so fast, it was great. And so towards the end of the ride, we had to kind of go up this bridge and then go down. And as we're going down, I am like so happy. I'm like fast, the wind is pushing me. And then close to the bottom, I see that there's these wild ponies on the left-hand side. So I'm like, okay, you know, I got to keep those in mind. You know, they could come out across the road. I need to pay attention. And just as I'm entering the road from the bridge, out of the corner of my eye, I see this. And I'm like, oh, and then that's all I remember. I got slammed with a deer. I just crashed right into me. I don't even remember it. I woke up, you know, like head first, my helmet's cracked, I've got some scrapes. But ultimately, I was fine. An hour later, I could remember my 20-digit calling card and I knew that I didn't have any head damage. And so from that, I realized you don't have to worry about those wild ponies. It's those sneaky deers to be aware of. So I do get nervous, I do worry about a lot of things, but I really try not to let it affect my enjoyment of biking, and I love bike packing. And if you don't worry about animal encounters, you don't need to start. Rest assured, I'll take care of it for you.